Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is your girl Jenna Cherie, and welcome back to Talk About It Tuesdays. We're going to be really quick and brief today. I got a lot going on, so I am actually sitting in my bathroom trying to finish my braids. So if you're wondering why my background looks a lot different, that's the reason why. But welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy Tuesday. Today is Talk About It Tuesday. I was inboxed a little bit earlier, and they asked me, you know, what's the topic for today. I'm really not going to do a topic for today. I'm just going to do some free talking today and see what's on everybody else's mind out there and share what's on my mind. I also have a few updates and a few things that are going on that I want to tell you guys about. So I know you guys see me post it, but we'll get to that a little bit later. I'm pretty tired this morning, so I'm trying to pull this together. My teeth are bothering me, these stupid braces, as you guys can see, whoever's on my live IG, you guys can see her. But we're going to get through this show today. So good morning, good morning, good morning for everybody that is chiming in with me right now. Today is Talk About It Tuesday, and I am your girl, Gina Cherie. So if you guys are wondering, like I said already, if you're wondering why my background looks slightly different, I am actually sitting in my bathroom. I got my braids to finish. Look, remember when I did the red braids? There we go. So we are in the process of doing all of my braids over. So I just took a quick break so that we can do Talk About It Tuesday. So I want to know what's on everybody's mind, how everybody's doing today. On this Tuesday, are we making it so far? We're only 2 days in, but I don't know if you guys recovered from the weekend or used the weekend to recover. So let me know in the comments, you guys. Thank you guys for joining in on my IG. I am live in my studio, so if you guys want to call in, 516-387-1939 is the number. So I do have... quite a few things on my mind, so let's jump into it. Like I said before, like it's been a crazy couple of days already. It's been a crazy week, but I want to chime in from last week. I did get some really good feedback from the show that we had last week, and it was actually taken. The conversation didn't end online or on the studio. It actually was taken further. So I really appreciate everybody that left their feedback, whether you agreed or disagreed with last week's show. And if you guys were on with me, you guys obviously heard it. It was the topic was, does church and religion do people put church and religion before the children? So a lot of people were like, you know, I have my own opinion, but I didn't feel comfortable doing it on live. So they did email me, which you guys can definitely do the same, host jennacherie@gmail.com. You guys can email me your guys' thoughts and whatnot. I had quite a few people that reached out to me and told me that, you know, that was a good topic. It was kind of risky, but I'm here for it. They also explained to me that they were one of the children that they felt like their parents did put the church and the religion before. I had a woman reach out to me and say that her husband, they got a divorce because she felt like the church came first and she was put last. So I'm very like, I definitely love the feedback, and I love the fact that you guys can still be open, whether you guys do it live with me on the show or if you guys do it in an email or in a message or a DM. I won't give names. I know some people that do leave emails, they don't want to be revealed on who they are, which is fine. But to be engaged, and that's exactly what I'm looking for. And let me know your feelings and your thoughts. So that was the whole purpose of that. So I appreciate everybody that tapped in and let me know how they were feeling, what they were thinking about last week's show. We're going to definitely take it a bit further. But last week, I had the pleasure of meeting quite a few interesting people that came through the barbershop. And I just want to definitely say a shout out to them. Once I start speaking, you guys will know exactly who you are. I had the pleasure of meeting a gentleman and him sharing his story with me. I invited him on the show, so I can't wait till we can sit down and put that together for the show. Hopefully sooner than later. He does really great work in the community. He uses his own experience. The things that he went through in life, alcoholism and some of the things that he was facing and that he, overcame. I thought that was a wonderful story. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why I tell people, try not to judge people if they don't look the same as you, if they don't walk the same, they don't dress the same, because you never know, like, anybody's story. And after listening to this gentleman, he has a beautiful story. Some said, and I definitely, my condolences, because he said that he had lost a family member. So condolences to you on that. I know that's been going around lately. We've been burying people left and right. So that's never easy. But shout out to you. So I can't wait until you can come on the show and you can definitely share your story. I always say if we reach at least one or two, then we definitely did our job. So shout out to you. My other shout out is they were referred to me to come get their hair cut, and I cut their son's hair. So beautiful family that came from California. They just got here. They're very, very talented, so I can't wait to get her and her husband on the show as well. They have their own businesses that they're doing, from the clothing line to the soap that they that she's created. I definitely know the struggle of being an entrepreneur and getting your business out there. So definitely going to get you on the show as well. So shout out to you. I had a pleasure of speaking to you over IG, and we exchanged numbers or whatnot. Had a pleasure of meeting your husband and your wonderful kids. I see what you're doing, sis, and I'm here for it. So whenever you're ready, we've already talked about putting a show together. So let's do it. Let's get you on. Let's cross promote. So as you guys know, normally at the end of the show, I definitely do shout out to businesses and business owners and people that are doing things in the community with social media. So never hesitate to let me know what you guys are doing and let me put it on the platform and getting some exposure. Any exposure is great exposure, especially when you're coming to doing something positive in the community or doing your business or whatnot. So, and this is a perfect platform to do it. Duh. Being on the radio and being on the IG and being put on all the platforms, I'm here for it. Success comes from all, so you just be open-minded and let us know what you're doing in the community. We can't support if we don't know what you're doing, where you're at, how to find you, what's your social media. And as everybody knows, that social media is the biggest thing right now. So definitely got to do, because I was not big on IG. I wasn't big on, being live and stuff like that. But it's definitely helping the show, and I understand, what you have to do for it. So I'm here for it. So once again, I'll let you guys know if you guys are doing anything in the community, and it doesn't have to be local. I keep getting emails and stuff and people telling me or asking me, rather, does it have to be local? It doesn't have to be local. My stuff is all internet. So once it's out there and it's out there for the world to hear. And no, it doesn't stay on there for a couple of hours. Once I record it, it stays on there. So put on 10 different platforms, you guys. And also for local music, people that are doing music, I've been asked if I can put one of their songs on my radio, and I have. So if you guys have music out there that you guys want to add to a radio station, especially R&B, I'm here for it. I've done several songs that I put from the local artists. I'm here for it. So just get it over to me. Closed mouths don't get fed. I know y'all heard that before. So I dropped my email, hostjensheree@gmail.com, so you guys can always reach out to me there and leave me your info. I need to know where city you're at. I need to know your social media, websites, any way to get in contact with you or any distributors that you want to put out there, anything that is going to be helpful to help you do your business and everything, just shout it out. You got it. You definitely got to get it to me. So I'm seeing people come on my Instagram. If you guys see me looking over this way, I'm still looking at my on my switchboard to make sure any calls or any messages that come in through on my switchboard, I can get to those too. So good morning, good morning. I see quite a few people. Good morning, King. I see you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. How's your Tuesday going? I see a few people that I did give a shout out to, so good morning to that. Good morning, good morning, good morning. So for the new people that are on, that I've seen come on, welcome to Talk About It Tuesdays. Yes, I'm not in the norm. I'm in the process of redoing my hair, so I'm sitting in my bathroom, but I wanted to make sure that I definitely do the show. So a few things, let's jump into it real quick, a few things, and today is going to be just free talk, you guys. I want to know what's on your guys' mind. I want to know how your week's been. I want to know, like, if you had to overcome anything this week, and if so, how did you do it? What got you through it? I want to know all those little things. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're not going to go through a big topic. So I know you guys seen Kelly Price was just in the news, so I find it kind of interesting. That's why I'm bringing it up. She was battling COVID, so she was in ICU. She was bound for a couple of times. And then there was something that was released that she was missing. And then it came out a couple of days later that she wasn't missing. She just had to get away. And she wanted to go to a quiet place. Now, yesterday I seen her on TMZ where she was making a statement about, you know, that she was fine. Her lawyer said she was fine. She just needed to escape and get away for a little bit. I get it. I know many of us have felt like we needed to escape and get to our safe place, somewhere where we can clear our heads and clear our minds. I get that. But yeah, that was weird. And I agree. So that's why I'm actually bringing it up, because I felt like something wasn't clear in the war. So now that she has jumped, I'm like, I get it that you need to go and have a place to clear your head. We all need that time and that space, especially battling COVID, especially because they said she wasn't doing really well with the COVID. She was actually on oxygen at the time of the disappearance. But for her to quickly come back and make a statement, and then she says something along the lines that is not a direct quote, but this is something that I read. So she was saying that the people that were concerned about her was like family members that she really didn't even be in contact with. Like, she really didn't talk to them. She didn't speak to them. I mean, we got people in our family that we don't talk to, we don't speak to. But I did find that a little weird, King. So yeah, I totally get it. I hope that everything is okay though. I hope that she's good. It's not easy battling COVID. Like I said, a couple of weeks before, lost a friend to COVID. So I totally get it. Somebody sat in my chair yesterday and asked to do a cup. They didn't have any money. Their mother just died of COVID. I'm not going to question. I'm not going to be an ass. I'm not going to question if I can help. If that's actually the case, if I can help, I'm gonna definitely do that. So, like I said, COVID is real for most people and people that are losing friends and family members over it. So, but I'm happy to hear that Kelly Price is good. I do feel that there's a little more to the story. So, but you know, we're never gonna know. So something else that I was reading in the news, and you guys already know everything that was going on with R. Kelly and the things that he that he did, that he was claimed to have done, or what have you. I've had COVID, so I know that it's real. Well, I'm happy that you recovered from COVID. I know it was not easy having it, dealing with it. I can't imagine the things that were running through your mind. So I'm so happy that you definitely recovered from it. And definitely it's real. Like, in my mind, it's real. My sister had it, and I was, you know, trying to make sure I check on her and stay strong. But in the back of my mind, I'm just like, yo, like, I don't want to have to deal with a horrible outcome. So anybody that is going through COVID, that's had COVID, that has overcame COVID, definitely shout out to you. And I'm definitely blessed and happy to see that you guys made it through it. So, because we definitely need you. Still got a purpose here. Not saying that people that passed away didn't, but you're here for a reason. So keep up the good fight, and make sure that now going forward, anything that you sought out to do, anything that you were afraid to do, you jump out and you do it. Even with varying people around me, that still put a different perspective on life for me as well. I looked at things very differently, and then it's crazy that you're hugging one person one minute, and then, you know, you're hearing that they passed away from COVID, you know, or passed away for anything for that matter. So it kind of took me back, and it made me think of life in a whole different way. And then, you know, I was asked a long time ago, you know, the person I call my father asked me a long time ago, are you living or are you just existing? So, and I'm going to pose that question on you guys as well, especially for the ones that have things that they want to do in their life, and that fear has creeped in and you can't, the fear is winning. Are you living or are you just existing? And even till this day, I still have to ask myself that question. Am I living or am I just existing? I know we got responsibilities for those who have kids, family, or whatnot, just being grown. You have bills. You got to get stuff done. But are we working to pay bills, just to pay bills? And is that it? Are we doing things that are making us unhappy? Are we in relationships that's making us unhappy? Are we just existing through life? And I had to take a real good look in that mirror and had to be honest with myself. And yeah, I was just existing. I knew that I was a mother. I was recently divorced. I had to make sure I can take care of everything and be strong and be the mother that my daughter needs. I'm all for it. Everybody that knows me knows that my daughter comes first over anything and everything. So at the time, I just wasn't worried about my own happiness or the things that I've needed, health-wise, family-wise. Like, I wasn't thinking about that. I thought, you know, I had to get up and make sure that my daughter was taken care of. And not saying that her father wasn't taking care of her because he was doing what he needed to do. But at the end of the day, I have to do what I need to do as well. It's not just his responsibility to take care of our daughter. It's mine as well. So I had to get up, and even the tired, even dealing with my diabetes, I had to get up and keep on going. But at the end of the day, I wasn't living. I wasn't experiencing things that I felt like I should have experienced. I wasn't taking vacations. I wasn't doing any of that. So that's why my dad sat me down and asked me that question. Are you living or are you just existing? And for the past month that things have been going on and all this death that's been around, it's like, I have to live. I have to, you know, I want to go out. And for a very long time, and I know I'm not the only one out there, and I know you guys heard me say this before, like, I was afraid to express things that I was capable of doing because all I was taught was, I'm good at hair. That's what I knew. So stay in my bubble and stay in my lane because I knew I was good with hair. To answer your question, I think one has to know what your purpose in life. And definitely, you definitely need to know what your purpose in life is. And still at the age that I am, and I'm not going to reveal it, I have to definitely find my purpose. And sometimes what you start out to be, that's just a door. No matter how many years you got, you put in it, that's just a door to get you to, that's a step to get you to a different door. And I just feel like all my years behind my chair and the things that I've done with that, I'm thankful. And I have made sure that I made a name for myself in the industry, but was that enough? Now, I can continue doing that. I can definitely, you know, continue being behind my chair, but then there's always going to be that piece of emptiness that that wasn't there. So what do I do to fulfill that? So everybody knows that this is my new thing, and that fire that I had in my belly to be behind my chair, I now get when I turn on my mic. So with everything that's happened in the last couple of months, it was just everything that's in my life period, I am ready to stop living in fear. And, you know, a lot of times, I don't know if we have that fear of failure, or do we have that fear of success? And what do I mean by that? Like, we can say what we want, we can and get there. But even in my own personal, like, sometimes I'm afraid of success. Like, if I get there, what's next? Then what? You know, so, and I know I'm not the only one, so drop that in the comments if you guys ever said. That is a daily question we should ask ourselves, definitely. And it just takes a moment and to just reflect, like, are we being all that we can be? Are we treating people the right way? Are we, you know what I'm saying? Are we loving on ourselves? And I think that is, King, and I think that is very, very important. In order for us to love someone else the correct way, we have to learn how to love ourselves first. And I think a lot of people are lacking that, especially when we're worried about taking care of our family, taking care of our children, blah, 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 blah. It seems like, you know, sometimes we put ourselves last, and then, you know, we have to go back and we have to find out who we are and be able to love ourselves. And, you know, it took me years and years and years to be able to love myself, to be able to look in the mirror and to love what I see in that mirror. Why am I putting my personal stuff out there? People that know and listen to previous shows, I am my own experience. I was afraid to expose a lot of things that I've been through, a lot of things that I felt that I was holding on to, blah, blah, blah. But in order for me to grow, in order for you guys to know that what I'm saying behind my mic is real, I have to be transparent with my listeners. And I'm okay with letting you guys know pieces of my life that has helped me grow and helped me get to the next level. I'm all here for it. So I don't feel like I'm necessarily putting my business out there, but in order for you to connect with me and to connect with my show, you got to know something about me, right? Am I going to tell you everything? No. But am I telling you the right things to help you understand just things about me, about life? And then a lot of times we think that nobody else is going through the things that we're going through, but once you open up and you start expressing some of the things, you have no idea how many people are feeling the same way you're feeling. You have no idea how many people are harboring those same feelings that you are feeling. And how do we get over it? We're always talking about, you know, helping people and mental and, you know, things like that. But then when somebody comes out and tells you that they're struggling with something, there's people that tend to talk about them and put them down. So who do we go to for help? How do we express ourselves and get help if the people that we feel is around us that we should be able to talk to, they take and share your business somewhere else, and or they're making you feel bad? Why? Because you're feeling the way that you're feeling. So, you know what I'm saying? So I feel people are keep coming on. Welcome you guys this morning. I believe I have a free of success, so I procrastinate. Dude, I am all about procrastination. Like, I've been there and I've done that. So, and that is one of the hardest things to overcome is procrastination, because we keep saying to ourselves, well, I can do this tomorrow. I can do it in another hour, 10 more minutes, a few more days is going to be fine. Yo, I've been there, and that's the hardest thing to kick. So I'm going to share my experience with the part of procrastination, but it's not just procrastination, it's also fear. When I came to a point to doing my radio, and I didn't record for like a month, you guys, and in the back of my mind, I kept procrastinating and putting it off. But was it really procrastination, or was it my fear that kicked in? Hold on. Fear of the fear is the best thing, because it gives you the motivation to achieve or to be successful. But fear of success comes when you can't manage your achievements, and we end up leaving a lie. So everybody has their own interpretation of success. But when I procrastinated the doing the show and not turning my mic on, it was my fear. It was nobody listening. Do I really have something to say? Are people really listening to me? Can I reach people? And in my mind, I was like, no, stupid, right? So I procrastinated and I put the show off. And there'd be some times where I would go to turn on my mic and I'd just sit there. And I was scrambling words, and everybody that's been around me, they know I could talk. So having holding a conversation is not my issue. Like, I could definitely open my mouth and speak, but it was the fear of actually making this thing come alive. So, like, I had to find my safe place. And a lot of times my safe place is in my shower, because the water running and being by myself, I could just, things just become clear. I hike in the morning, so I love going on top of the mountain and sitting there and clearing my mind, just looking over the mountain, looking over the water and clearing my mind that way. But I definitely have to have a talk with God, with the universe. I have to put it out there. Like, there's this fear that I'm holding on to, and some of it came from the things that I grew up with and stuff that was told to me growing up, you know, that I would never amount to anything, that I would never do this, I would never do that, you're always going to be like this, blah, 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 blah. So, and even though it happened years ago, when I'm trying to open a new door and do something else and try to accomplish something, that creeped right back in, and that's exactly what was taking place. So that day, I think it was a Saturday, I want to say, like that spider sense just kept talking. My instinct just kept, and it wouldn't leave me alone. And I was like, look, I definitely want to do my show. I definitely want to be heard. I definitely want to make this thrive. I need you to open the door. And that little voice said back to me, I've already opened the door. I'm waiting on you. You've been procrastinating. You've been doing this. You've been putting this off. You've been doing everything else other than focusing and being consistent on your show. I'm waiting on you. Your door's already been open. Hell, I didn't open a few doors. When are you going to walk through it? And I said, okay, bet, because I heard it loud and clear. And I said, well, I'm dedicating every Tuesday to my show. Whether I feel like I have something to say or not, I'm going to turn this on and I'm going to do it and I'm going to be consistent. And since I've done that, I can see my door was wide open. Yeah, anything that was on the other side of the door was staring me in the face like, where you at? I ran through that door. And things have been being put together on my behalf. And so my point is, my fear was overshadowing anything else that I can see. I was so used to not having things and things going wrong. And a lot of times you think negative before you think positive, which is a whole nother conversation. I got to get my mind right. So once I sat down and I had the conversation in my shower, I then again had to go back and have a conversation just to myself. I had to look at myself in the mirror, like, bitch, you got this. Like, we got to be able to get over this hurdle by any means necessary. So I've done that, and I'm happy that I was able to do that. So me reaching out and encouraging anybody that's under the sound of my voice, if you have something that you want to do and that you're creating, things that's going to thrive, because we're going to have our ups and downs in this. Being an entrepreneur is definitely not easy. Having success is not easy. And there's going to be times like you get frustrated and you want to stop, you want to give up, but don't give up. Like, I'm living testimony. If you want it, go get it. Work hard for it. Make it happen. Only you can stop you. You feel me? Like, we will get no's and we will get, you know, rejections. We will get all of that is going to come, but that's all part of success. If everything was easy, we wouldn't be doing it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm appreciative to the no's that I've gotten. I look at it now and I'm just like, well, thank you for telling me no, because it might have not been the right door for me anyway. So thank you. At the time that I was receiving the no's, I didn't see the blessing that was coming after it. But look at me now. You have a radio voice, queen. Oh, thank you, baby. I be trying. So sometimes I be listening to myself, and I be like, my voice just sounds high and squeaky, but it is what it is. But thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And I cannot wait. I have so many things that I want to do with the radio and reach and so many people and learn, not only for people to hear my voice, but I want to hear your guys' voice too. That's why I always encourage you guys, if you guys want to be heard, got anything to say, drop it in the DM and call me live on the show, 516-387-1939. You guys can definitely follow me on blogtalkradio.com/GinaSheree. And do it that way too. I'm here for it. Like, DM me. If you guys have a topic that you guys want to talk about, DM me. If you guys want to be a guest on the show, like, make it happen, boo. Like, DM me. I'm here for it. We're going to do all type of topics. Like, today was free talk. And just talking about what's on my mind, what's on your guys' mind, how you guys are, your week is going, and checking in. So, I know I mentioned, hey, DJ, DJ Biz, so I'm happy that you're on, because in a few minutes, I'm going to let you guys know what your girl and DJ Biz got in store for you guys. I'm really excited to announce that as well. So we're going to get to that. Well, I don't even know what we're going to wait. Let's get to it right now. So I woke up one day and said, I want to do a Halloween bash. I want to do a costume party. So, no brainer, right? You would like to encourage someone. Okay, definitely leave it. I'm going to finish what I was just saying, but definitely leave it in there. And then you can encourage. I definitely want to know what you have to say, because you can definitely encourage me. So leave it down in the comment, and we will definitely share it once you post it, and it's all good. So, DJ Biz, I woke up one day and said I wanted to do a Halloween party, a costume party. And I was just like, I definitely need a DJ, no-brainer. I went to Instagram, and I've been following this DJ for quite some time, DJ Biz. International. I've been following him, dope guy from New York. I see the things that he's doing out here, and I was just like, no brainer, let me just send a message. He had the chance to say no, but he did not, so I'm very excited about that. We had a couple of conversations, and we put this thing together. So for Halloween, DSL Radio, hey, and DJ Biz National, we have teamed up to do the costume party. So it's going down October 30th, which is a Saturday. We are doing it in West Chandler. So if you're in the Arizona area, we will be in downtown Chandler on Boston and Arizona Avenue. And our theme, A Nightmare on Boston Street. And I love the theme. I love the name. The venue is perfect. And so if you guys are in the Chandler area, Arizona area, definitely come out. You could definitely buy your tickets on Eventbrite. All the links are going to be in there. I'll repost and put the links in there. You guys seen my flyer, Nightmare on Boston Street. You guys seen the flyer. So definitely I encourage you guys to get your tickets on Eventbrite, because it will be more at the door. So if you don't want to pay the door fee, I encourage you to get your ticket. Of course, the bar is going to be there. The kitchen is going to be open late, so we definitely are going to have food for you. We're doing a costume contest. So I encourage you guys, it's not mandatory to wear a costume, but if you want to be part of the costume party, I mean the costume contest, definitely dress up. We're going to have a backdrop where you can take pictures. We're going to have a photographer there, so you can take pictures in your costume or what have you. And I thought this was a great event to do considering COVID. We're still making sure we're going to be safe. That's why I encourage you wearing a mask anyway, whether you're in costume or not in costume. It's not going to be jam-packed like sardines, you guys, but it's going to be enough people so we can enjoy ourselves. So come on out October 30th. October 30th, which is the day before Halloween, in downtown Chandler on Arizona Avenue and Boston Street. The doors open at 9. We're going to go in from 9 to 2. So we got a wonderful DJ and a girl, of course, your girl, the host, all me. We're going to turn it out. So thank you, DJ Biz, for, you know, you just came through. No questions asked. You was like, all right, sis, I got you. Let's put it together. And I definitely love that. So shout out to you, too, because I see what you're doing across Arizona. You're traveling, you're international with this, and I'm just excited to be working with you. So I'm all good. I'm all for that. So we have a few more. We got a few more minutes. So I mentioned R. Kelly, but I don't think I ever finished it. So you guys know he just got indicted on all of the charges, racketeering, don't quote me, but I think that's what it is, trafficking. And so I woke up to the message, and I woke up, I mean, not the message, I woke up to an article, and it was talking about he got indicted, and are people still listening to his music? I know we've already went over this already. There are people that are still listening to his music. There are people out there that have separated what he did in his personal life from his music. I don't think it's going to be that easy just to toss his music. But everybody has different feelings, different opinions. I'm not here to tell you to stop listening, to listen. Y'all going to have to do what y'all feel is right. He was found guilty, I thought. Yeah, he was found guilty of trafficking, and he was like, they put him as the ringleader for all of it, which I don't necessarily agree with that part. I think there was a lot of key players. Now, he is the main, and because he was a star, he's going to get it hard. But hear me out. If anybody on your team went to that schoolhouse and recruited them babies to go do whatever they were doing, you need to be in jail too. I don't agree with you sitting back and now you want to come forward because the shit hit the fan. And now you want to say everything that you knew. Well, if it happened the way that it was said that it happened, then you knew what was going on. So I don't agree with not everybody being held accountable for what was going on. If his team was recruiting and his team was there, his team had the video camera, his team was involved at all y'all dirty motherfuckers need to go to jail. Because you messing with high school kids, you messing with babies. And to be honest with you, and we're not going to put this just on R. Kelly, but I'm going to put this on any grown-ass man or woman, because there's women out there that do this shit too, that gets excited over a freaking kid. You might as well just cut all the balls off and put you up under the jail phone, boy. That's how I feel. You're a predator. No matter how you look at it, you're a predator. And I don't have not one sympathy for you if you are going after children. That's my thoughts. So you guys don't have to agree. You guys can agree. Don't have to agree. I'm not here to tell you to stop listening, that you're wrong for listening to his music or not to listen to his music. Y'all do whatever is Gucci for you. But that's my opinion. I feel like anybody that was part of that situation or anything that was true that happened, and you knew that it happened and you let it happen until the shit blew up, and now you want to go on camera and act like you didn't know nothing was going on, they're like, oh my God, your ass should be in jail too. That's my opinion. I play his music because art has nothing to do with his personal choices. And I've heard a lot of people say that. But then that begs the question. So you guys, I'm here for this part too. So if we're going to, you know, take things that people've done and throw away their music, I'm just going to put this out there. Did you throw away Elvis's music? I'm waiting for it. Elvis was a long time ago, but the facts still remain. He has all kinds of underage girls in his hotel room, taking pictures, getting high, having sex with underage girls. And did you all throw away that? Because I do believe people are still personating him, and they're trying to outlive the king bullshit. So, if you want to throw away one, you need to throw away the other. So let me ask you this question. Do y'all still eat Subway? Because the face that they have for Subway, he was caught with kid porn on his computer with his nasty punk ass. Are you still eating Subway? Or did you throw Subway? Now you guys can say, it wasn't Subway that did that. It was not Subway. It was him. It wasn't Subway. But Subway still had him as a face. So did you throw that away? So let me take it a step further. We all know our history. We all know we was in the field picking cotton, rice, tobacco. Jared, that's his name. Did y'all stop using cotton? Still sleep on cotton sheets and cotton pillowcases. So when we go to like criticize and throw away, and this goes so much further than R. Kelly. Let's make this clear. He's just that subject matter, but it goes a bit further than R. Kelly. Now, if he's guilty, by all means, you need to pay for that. And now we all seen that video of him pissing on that girl and that baby. And I've seen the video, and you can tell that was a baby because she didn't even know how to put the meat in her mouth. Disgusting. So I'm all for making you pay for the things that you've done. Right, 80 to 90% of artists have some kind of deficiency, but not just artists. It's people. It's all of us. And just like people say with the whole sinning thing, you can't point the finger at someone else because their sin is different than yours. And at the end of the day, like, whether he gets justice now or when he crosses over, if you guys believe in that, he's going to have to meet his maker, and he's going to have to answer for that as well. And by all means, if you're guilty, put your ass up under the jail. I don't got no sympathy for you. Like, it is what it is. At the end of the day, you're messing with people's kids. And I heard, I read somebody that said that it's funny how black girls are defending him, and then they're saying to protect the black woman. I said, oh, shit. You didn't start something with that comment, but that's a whole nother conversation as well. So, but like I said, everybody has their own feelings, they have their own thoughts, they have their own opinions. I'm not here to tell you what to do, when to do it, how to do it. When it comes to certain things, that's definitely on you. But don't condemn someone because they are still listening to the music. If they were hanging out with them and doing the same thing that we're doing, then that's a whole nother ball game. But if you're listening just to a song, you know, but do you at the end of the day. But I feel like if you're guilty, you're guilty. And you're going to pay the piper one way or another. So that's my thoughts about it. I was debating whether I was going to say anything about it at all. But it is what it is at the end of the day. So it's out there. That's my opinion. I definitely want to know your guys' opinion, especially for coming from the guy that left the comment about the black women that's supporting R. Kelly, but then they're screaming protect the black woman. So that is, I definitely want to dig deeper into that, because I was like, damn, when I read that, that's like a whole nother conversation, yo. And I'm here for it. There's going to be certain conversations that are going to make people uncomfortable, but I think it's worth having a conversation about it. And we can definitely talk and agree to disagree on things. And that's the whole, that's one of my reasons for doing certain topics. Like, I think it's time for people to be able to sit down and have a conversation. You don't have to agree with me by any means, but we can sit and we can agree to disagree, but we can do it respectfully. And we can respect each other's opinion. And we can walk away, never have to speak to each other again, but we can definitely have a conversation. That's why it's like, I'd rather have somebody that disagrees. Is it great to have people that agree with you all the time? Yes, it definitely is. And please stay with me. But it makes a conversation when you have someone that has a different opinion, or a different mindset. And I think there's a reason why we have a lot of problems that we have in relationships, whether it's marriage or dating or children, cousins, family, whatever, just all over our relationships, is that people don't want to sit and have those hard conversations. And I don't either. Like, it's hard to say some of the things that we're feeling and, you know, hurting somebody else's feelings, blah, 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 blah. But we have to come to a point where we can sit and have these conversations. And hopefully that we can sit and not just listen to respond and listen to seek understanding. Some guys are familiar with the love languages, and people are like, oh no, it's just for married couples. No, that book, The Love Languages, there's five love languages. That is a great book, and that helps you to have conversations and to understand the person that you're dealing with so that you can have those hard conversations, because it's hard to talk to someone when you don't know how they're receiving it and everything that you're saying. You may have good intentions, but everything you're saying, they're not receiving it because you're not speaking in their love language. But that's a whole other topic that I need grown folks here for, so that we can have that conversation. My favorite book. Yes, it's one of my favorite books as well. And at first, when I first came across it, I had to actually go. We were sitting in therapy when I was married, and this book came across, and I was like, oh, my God, this is, I'm so bad. Like, this is a waste of my time, right? But I took the book home, and I started reading it. I started, like, you know, doing the work that's in it, because there's some pages that you can write in and do feedback and yada, yada, yada. And I just love the fact that it was talking about, and I was like, well, damn, that makes sense. And I said, this is me. And this is the reason why I react this way, or blah, 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 because I'm dealing with people that don't know my love language, and I don't know theirs. And not only did it help me in my personal life, now do I have some work to still work on? I definitely do. But to be able to have a conversation, especially with my daughter, I had to learn my daughter's love language. And a lot of times as parents, we feel like we're parents, we're right, and we're going to, our child just needs to listen to us. And you do what I say, do not do it. We already been there, heard that, blah, blah, blah. But that's not the approach that I wanted with my daughter. And especially with her being a teenager, there's so many different emotions and feelings that they're going through. They're trying to find themselves. They're growing up and they're becoming young adults, young men, young women. They're trying to figure out their foot in this world. And being able to talk to her and to understand her. And so I definitely have, like, my moments with her where we do free talk. Hey, today's show is free talk. What? I'm doing something. But that's a way for my daughter to be able to sit me down. And in these moments, I'm not allowed to speak. I am there to listen. and to hear her out. And she can express, and that my only rule is you stay respectful because at the end of the day, I am your mother. But that is her moment for her to open up and tell me things that's been bothering her. Maybe it's something that I've said. Maybe it's the way that I said it, in the tone in which I said it. And I said, baby, if this can open up communication with you and I, because I don't know everything about being a parent. I'm growing with you. So I'm learning with you. And for the parents that think that they can't learn anything from their child, you're sadly mistaken. My daughter has taught me so much in her 14 years on this earth. And this is just another way. Now, people around me didn't understand it, but you're giving her too much range to speak and to express herself. And I said, well, damn, if I had the range that she had and was able to express the things that I was feeling growing up, I would have been a whole different person. But I didn't have that outlet. I couldn't express the things that I was feeling, things that were being said to me, things that abuse that I was going through, things that were happening around me. I didn't have an outlet to express myself. So I dealt with anger. I dealt with animosity. I dealt with not, you know, trusting people, which is still an issue with me in my adulthood. I definitely don't want that to pass on to my daughter. So we do free talk. And that book, my, I do love the things that it said in that book, and I love the examples, and I love, you know, just opening my mind to something better. So if you have that book and it's sitting on your shelf, dust it off and read it. I've read that book several times. I know it from back to front to back, but I still break it out and I read it from time to time. Because learning somebody's love language and just learning how to communicate, it helps all around. Exactly, my love of a teen in the same space. Yeah, you know that could be different, especially when you're raising somebody that's just like you. Lord bless us. Somebody pray for me. Somebody help me. But all in all, I'm very blessed. I can't complain, to be honest with you. Is she still growing? Is she still learning? Yes, definitely. She gets good grades. She's not a perfect child. I don't think any child is perfect. But she definitely, just all the potential that I see in her, I'm not just speaking because that's my daughter, but I watch her grow and I allow her to correct. And she allows to be corrected. And like I said, I'm not perfect. I don't know all the answers to being a mother and to raising our kids. And I don't think one book about parenting can help everybody in their household. But you have to do what's best for your child, and your children. You also have to remember, you could be raising two or three kids in one home. They're all going to come out different. They're all going to have their own mind. They're all going to have their own opinion, their own things that they like and dislike. So that's where that book comes in, of learning their love language. This has been a great, great conversation. I'm really thankful for everybody that jumped in, left a comment, been engaged. Like, I really definitely appreciate you guys. I might just do this free talk with Tuesdays more often, because just to be able to get things off my mind, and to have you guys be a part of the conversation definitely just made my day. So shout out to everybody that joined me on Talk About It Tuesday with your girl, Gina Cherie. Like, I truly appreciate it. So we're going to double back real quick. Don't forget the Halloween party, the costume party going down October 30th. And downtown Chandler. Definitely go to Eventbrite, you guys. I definitely encourage you guys to go to Eventbrite and get your tickets now, because it will be more at the door. And I love y'all, boo-boo. I really do, and I really want y'all there. But I also need you guys to remember, mama got bills, and mama got a daughter to take care of. So I've already had a few people that wanted the hookup. I ain't hooking nobody up. Now, if you want to hook up, I'm going to hook you up with the link so you can go and buy your ticket. And we've had to talk about that, too. I'm grateful that you guys are here to support. But if you truly want to support, you would purchase your ticket. And definitely that shows that you truly support me, my DJ, what we're doing, what we're trying to do. And that's not just for me, that's for everybody. Support. Oh, Detox Your Circle, hi, boo-boo. How are you doing? So I can't wait to catch up with you later on this week. I definitely forget to tell you guys that I have badges that are on that you guys can support my show by buying a badge that's on my Instagram. And they're like 2 cents, 3 cents, 60 cents, something cents. So I always forget to, I be so busy trying to talk and trying to, you know what I'm saying, and get my show going. I forget to tell you that my badges are on, you guys. So definitely if you guys want to support the show, definitely leave the badges. Buy a badge for me, leave the hearts, be a part of the conversation, engage into the conversation. So I definitely want to welcome all my new listeners that were on IG with me. It was wonderful to see your face and hear you guys be engaged in the conversation. Like always, I am here every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Arizona time. You guys do get alerts. I always post like a day before or anything for you guys to follow the show. I definitely encourage you guys to go to my app and follow me there, blogtalkradio.com/GinaSheree. I got some other exciting news coming coming your way, you guys, in October, so I cannot wait until I can share that. But before I do, I definitely want to finish that up and wrap it up. So look out for that. That's coming soon. So after October 18th, which October 18th is a really good day. I need y'all to, October 4th is really good too. That's my daughter's birthday. So stay tuned for that, you guys. And I can't wait to jump into this next level that I'm trying to take this. So until next time, thank you guys for tuning in. And for everybody that could not catch the live show on Instagram or on my blogtalkradio.com. I do save my episodes and I drop it into my podcast, which is anchor.fm/Gina764. You guys can go there and listen to the podcast there. You guys can definitely support that as well. Yeah, so every Tuesday when I'm not doing this, I know nobody wants to talk to me. But now that I'm doing my show, everybody wants to send me a text message. That was actually Candy Burns from Escape with a text message that just came through. So shout out to Candy. So yeah, here next Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Arizona time. My background is going to be different, you guys. I'm going to be done with my hair look because I look, I hit it. Look. I'm going to be like, talk about being transparent. Like, I'm being very transparent, y'all. So I'm going to get back to finishing my hair and so I can get my daughter's braids done as well. I love you. I encourage you guys to show love, be kind, smile at someone. You never know how a smile can change somebody's day. Check on people. Tell people that you love them. Let them know that you love them. Especially in the times that we're living in now, let them know. This is your girl, Gina Sheree, and you guys have a wonderful, blessed day. And I will see you guys next Tuesday.